The Twin Cedar softball team is about to embark on the Class 1A regional softball tournament later this week, and we're joined right now by four members of the squad as the seniors join us this week on the Marion County PM Sports page, talking with Taylor Smith, Brooke Duncan, Cassidy Swain, and Madison Gomat. And as we get the chance to talk to you girls, you're right on the cusp, like I said, of starting tournament play. You'll open with Melcher Dallas. We'll talk about the matchup with the Saints here in a bit, but I guess I first want to just kind of talk to you about this being your senior campaign. And so I'll ask each of you kind of the same question, and Taylor, I'll go ahead and get things started with you. Senior year, what's the ride been like?
Well, it's been rocky for me, I guess, but they pretty much took care of business while I didn't get to play.
To you, Brooke, when you look at where the season started to where things are at now, how do you feel that this team has met the goals that maybe you set for yourselves as the year got started?
We stepped up when we really needed to, and our defense has gotten a lot better, and we place hits together when we need to, which we weren't doing very well in the beginning of the season. Now it's all starting to come together.
And that's the big thing. Every coach I talk to talks about things, you know, just being at their peak or at their best by the time you come to tournament play. Cassidy, do you feel like this team is playing some of the best softball that they've done all season?
Yeah, I think we've stepped up a lot, and we had a rocky start at the beginning of the season, but now we've improved a lot, and I think we can do it.
I know last week you had your senior night here, same type of thing. All four of you were recognized before the game for your accomplishments and got to kind of have that season finale as a senior at home. What was that game like? Was that an enjoyable and memorable experience for you?
That was pretty memorable. It was a good thing we played a team that gave us a run for our money.
Taylor, right there we were kind of talking about just memories of the season. I was just going to ask you, and again, I'll probably ask each of you this, what's been your favorite game this season and for what reason? What game has stood out to you as one that's particularly memorable and for what reason?
The Alvia game was, we gave them a run for their money, and we played really well, I thought. We got a lot of hits together, and I didn't think they expected that.
I always find that interesting. Sometimes the most enjoyable game of the season doesn't always have to be a win. So in that case, you just enjoyed, I'm taking it, the challenge of playing a good squad?
Yeah, they were really good. We were ahead for a while, but then they hit like a 3-run home run, and we got kind of down, but we hit really well, and we played a big school.
Yeah, 12-11, the final score. Did that give you some momentum going forward, you felt?
Yeah, it was good to come back for one of those games like that and hit well during the game.
Madison, you said you had an answer, so I'm not going to let you forget this. I'm going to come right back to you on this. Which game has stood out to you this season and for what reason?
I also think the Albie game. It was probably my best game I've played all year, going 4-for-4, and it was a really good game since we all hit really, really well.
Brooke, for you, same question. Which game has stood out to you this season?
The Moravia game at home, because we were down 2 going into the bottom of the 7th, and we came back and beat them 9-8.
Cassidy, it sounds like Brooke stole your answer. Is that right?
Yeah.
I actually kind of also wanted to talk to you a little bit about just some of the roles that you fill within the team, whether it be position-wise, batting-wise. Taylor, I'll come back to you. I know you've done some DH this season. Have you enjoyed that role? What are some of the challenges that come with being, you know, the designated player on this team?
DHing, I love DHing, although, like, I can't really help my team out when they're out there, and that kind of sucks. But other than that, I think that I know my role is just to hit the ball, and I usually do that.
That's the goal. Brooke, as we talked a little bit about before we started this interview, you've got a challenging task in being catcher. As soon as we get these hot games, you've got a lot of work to put in. What do you like about the catching position, and what are some of the things that you try to do to make your team better?
I like being what I think of as a leader out there. I've caught since I can remember, and it just feels natural, so I feel that I've helped my team out the best when I play there instead of anywhere else.
And part of the thing that you've had to do is help out some young pitchers this season. What's it been like to work with some of those younger players and try to make them better and build them into future leaders for the program?
I like helping them because I know next year they're going to need a lot of help because they'll be out 4 seniors and they won't have as many leaders as they do this year. So I like helping them this year because it'll just help them next year.
Cassidy, for you, outfield, do you enjoy playing in the positions you do out in the field, and what are some of the things I guess you like about being out in the grass?
I really like playing outfield. I feel like I can do my job out there when I need to catch a ball, especially when I run into the fence.
And Madison, for you, whether you want to talk about hitting or defense, either way, what are some of the roles that you've enjoyed within this Sabre squad?
Well, I like hitting better than playing defense because, I hit better than I field, I guess. It's much easier to hit the ball than to catch a pop fly.
Again, right now on the Marion County PM Sports page, talking with members of the Twin Cedar softball team, the seniors, in fact, Madison Gomack, Cassidy Swain, Brooke Duncan, and Taylor Smith. And girls, also just kind of want to talk about a little bit of fun stuff. I know we talked ahead of time that softball season doesn't really allow a lot of time for recreation. There's a lot of other things that are going on. But when you do get some free time, how do you like to spend it? And Taylor, I'll come back to you.
I like to just go to the beach, go boating with my family, hang out with these girls, and about it.
Brooke, for you.
Well, I don't really do much during softball season, actually. Wake up, go to softball games, watch the baseball boys.
That's
pretty much all I do.
That's a good point, though, is that, I mean, you're kind of fortunate, I guess, to be in a situation where you get to spend the time with your friends. Cassidy, I'll come to you with that question. How big of a difference does it make that the teammates that you have on this Twin Cedars team are also your good friends as well?
It makes a huge difference. We all get to know each other really well, and I think that helps us play a lot better when we're all on the same level of friends and we know how each other reacts to everything and what we're capable of.
Madison, can you kind of build on that a little bit, just the camaraderie that you have with your teammates and how that makes the season progress?
Yeah, we've all been playing together since we were in Little League, and we know each other really, really well and grew up together, and us four have been in the same grade since, what, like third or fourth grade? So we're pretty much like best friends through all the years.
I was talking to you beforehand, and we were discussing the 4th of July holiday, but it doesn't sound like anybody's got any really huge plans. Does that just mean kind of a day off? Is that basically what the 4th is?
We just got called to take it easy. So.
I will say, Brooke, I had to talk to you because you mentioned the taco stand in Bussey.
Yeah.
You got to tell me about it a little bit more.
They make really good homemade tacos. Their shell's homemade. Their salsa is really good. I don't know. I'd probably eat four of them, I'd say. As soon as I wake up, I go up there and get one. And then, like, right before the fireworks start, I get one. So
there's a highlight for 4th of July in Bussey. And none of your teammates are backing you up. You can't say that Brooke is the only fan of the tacos.
Oh, no. I can probably eat four or five tacos within even a few hours. I mean, it's just that good.
I sense a taco eating contest, I think. You think that'd qualify as taking it easy on the 4th of July?
No.
No?
Probably wouldn't help us out much Thursday.
I don't think you'd like that very well.
Tacos.
Well, I wanted to talk to each of you a little bit, too, just kind of about some of the background in softball and ask you a little bit about some of your role models. And, Taylor, I wanted to come back to you. Do you remember what it was like being an eighth grader? Did you have seniors on your team then that you looked up to or that helped you out as you were getting your career started here at Twin Cedars?
I had Lindsay Haynes, and she was an amazing player, and if I ever needed anything, she would be there to help me with whatever I wanted.
And Brooke, you seem to agree with that. Do you remember some of the players that played a big influence on you as you were getting started?
My eighth grade year, I played with a lot of seniors, and I remember them, how they led, and I really wanted to be like them, like step up and take control when you needed to, so that helped me a lot.
Cassidy, you're kind of shaking your head that you can't really maybe remember any examples, but we could look on the flip side of things. How about for the girls that are young right now? What are the things that you hope that they've been learning from you and your teammates that can help prepare them for the future?
That even when we're down, we need to keep our heads up, and that you need to go into every game trying, and you can't just look over simple teams because they will surprise you.
Madison, going to go a different direction with you. Your teammates are pulling me into this. Talk about the nickname. You've got a nickname on this team. Where does it come from?
Well, I'm pretty much the best runner and slider on the team. And everyone likes to call me Turbs, short for Turbo. The Albia coach thought I was really fast, I guess.
How long has this nickname stuck around?
Oh, since like my freshman year.
So then you set the bar high, and now you have to sustain that. You've got this high level of expectation of you. Is that challenging going into games where teams are like, got to watch out for Turbo?
Yeah, that's pretty challenging since I have to get up in the batter's box and hear people call me that.
Well, we'll bring things back to softball. As we got things started, we were talking about just getting ready for Thursday's matchup, and you'll be playing Melcher Dallas now, a team that beat Mormon Trail. And this will be the third time that you've played the Saints this season. Now, it's a cross-county rival, a team that you see a lot, you're very familiar with. And Taylor, before we got started, doesn't sound like a team that you necessarily like seeing a lot, especially when it comes to tournament time.
It just gets old playing the same team over and over. I mean, we got them for volleyball, now we have them for softball, and it seems like it happens every year.
Brooke, these have been a couple of tightly contested games, the first two of this season. They won here by one run at your place, 7-6, and then you came back and did the same at theirs, 4-3. Can we expect another tight game this go-around, or what do you think will be different?
If we have the defense we had when we played at Melcher, it should be a good game, and we really need to step up our bats like we have been lately. They play their best game against us every time they play, so we have to be ready for that.
And Cassidy, why do you think that is? Why do you think that it always seems to be their best game when they play you?
Because of the rivalry, and because they've grown up around us, so they know how we play and what we're capable of, too.
Madison, what are the things that you think this team needs to do then to be successful? I mean, what are the things that you have earmarked in practice that if you do this well, things will turn out well for the Sabres?
We just need to be able to hit the ball when we need to and be able to have a good defense, because this team's going to give us a good game.
And I know clearly all the focus is going to be on Thursday's game with the Saints, but you know, as you look at just the general postseason, how far do you think this team can go? What are the goals that you set when you went into postseason play?
Well, our first goal was to win or tie conference, and we've accomplished that. If we win Thursday night, we can probably make it past Moravia if Moravia beats Moulton.
I think we'll just have to take it one step at a time, but we can go as far as our team will want to go. It's just how bad we want it.
Girls, thanks for the time. I really appreciated it. Good luck on Thursday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Once again, members of the Twin Cedars softball team, again, Taylor Smith, Brooke Duncan, Cassidy Swain, and Madison Gomat. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page up next on KNIA KRLS.